Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:13. Good morning. I got a good feeling today. I got a good feeling about the borough of Northumberland.
Oh my gosh.
I think it's starting to come together.
Did you see?
I saw pavement today.
I did too. I almost drove off the road.
Well, you don't want to do that because the road is new.
It's new and it's also like not fully completed. So,
but
you know.
Right around the railroad overpass there at Front Street. Paved. It's ready.
All I know is if this week or even early next week, I can come down off of this mountain. And instead of turning right towards what used to be Ted's Landing.
Yeah, there's another milestone.
Sad times.
Gone.
Take a left. Oh my God, I could turn left?
Into Northumberland.
What?
That day could be coming soon. They promised by Pine Knotter Days, which is what, around July 3rd or 1st or 2nd or 4th of July. But yeah, today it was looking good.
It looks very good.
I was excited. So
they might be holding up their promises.
I stopped right in the middle of everything, got out of the car, and started taking pictures.
Good.
No, I didn't. But anyway.
It's better than going the wrong way through it.
Yes, it is. I look forward to when Front Street is done. That's Route 11 coming into the borough. I look forward to the day when I could drive down that stretch of road without the lady in the Jeep delivering the daily items with her four ways on and stopping traffic. I'm looking forward to the day where there's no cones, no blinking lights, no road closed to get into the, you know, Prince Street. Any other street.
Look forward to the day when I can come off of the island again and turn left.
Just off the Edison Bridge or the Priestley Bridge. Yeah, Edison is Sunbury.
Priestley is
Norrie.
Yes.
Yes, taking a
and
left
turn
off
left.
The Priestley Bridge.
I just want to turn left. Apparently in my life, turning left is like a thing that I miss. I miss being able to come off of this mountain and turn left. I miss being able to come off the bridge and turn left.
And that's why you never made it as a NASCAR driver. It just, you kept turning right and going into the grandstand.
And I should have turned left.
You should have turned left at least four times.
Shoot.
Or sometimes three if you're racing at Pocono. Anyway, I was excited today.
Oh, because it's the tricky triangle. This is a tangent. But then there's like the road course at Watkins.
Oh, don't even get into that. That's just a chance to drink wine and watch cars go fast for 1 second. And then like 8 minutes later, you see them again.
I know. I had the opportunity, though. I got to drive around the track in a car. Not like a NASCAR, but it was like a Ferrari thing. Like I went up there and did a test track. Mm-hmm. Drive thing at Watkins. Mm-hmm. But it's like there's so many twists and turns. It looks like Formula One.
No, it looks like the borough of Northumberland.
Oh, yeah.
Basically. You know, like if you go, there's one turn at Watkins that says Queen Street closed.
Mm.
And right away you realize, wow, this is like Central PA.
Cool.
And there it is. Hey, you people in Northumberland, it's not over yet, but I bring you hope today.
Soon.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with a late night soundbite. Well, not really. Everybody had the night off last night.
I think that's going to be a trend that continues.
Because it's summer. 94KX, that'll get you ready for Flashback Friday tomorrow. How's that? Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next. Sports and AccuWeather. I kept getting up last night in the middle of the night to check my phone.
Why?
I should have those crickets back on again.
Why?
You know me better than that.
Exactly.
I was about to say, you like go completely offline.
Yeah, I like go to sleep. 26% of adults wake up at least once a night to check their phone. 23% of us check our phone 5 minutes within waking up. Now, I get the waking up part. Matt, the news guy, you're a news guy. You probably have to check your phone as soon as you wake up.
Basically, and if I wouldn't, I would see it anyway because I get 10,000 notifications overnight anyway.
There you go. Never know when the next tornado's going to hit.
Oh, yeah. That's just been the theme this week. Just call me Storm Chaser.
Storm Chaser Matt instead of news guy Matt. There you go.
I wanted to be a tornado chaser.
Why? Because you look like Helen Hunt years ago?
No.
Okay, I'm just wondering.
Who looks like Helen Hunt? No one.
Helen Hunt does.
Sure.
Did you see her in a wet t-shirt and Twister? Yeah, I think we all did.
It's a little too early in the morning for chat like that, Thomas.
Okay, whatever. Just telling the truth.
I feel like this is every day, though.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right. 62% of us keep our phone within reach of our bed. Well, yeah, it's called a nightstand. Come here, break.
Exactly. Ooh. That's what I do.
Is that where your charger is? That's where my charger
well,
is.
Well, no, actually, I pre-charge my phone, so I have a full battery wow. going into the night, and then I just have it. I can just get up and go because I use my phone as my alarm.
That's efficient news guy there.
My millennial myself.
Right. I use my phone as my alarm as well, and I'm not a millennial, but I have it on the charger. You put it on the pad, and it goes, bloom, you know, and then, bloom, or whatever that iPhone noise is. And but I do not check it in the middle of the night unless there is one exception.
Okay.
One of Laura's dogs is going to the hospital. Oh, that's the only time I check my phone. It happened at 3:15 on Tuesday morning.
It did, actually. That's the like the eerily specific time that I texted you.
With all this crazy weather in the way of the world, at 3:15 my phone goes blip and I go, oh my God, what is it? What is it? A tornado's coming. Oh, MacGyver's back in the hospital.
Whoops.
We'll talk tomorrow.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:45. Good morning. That song is safe. That song is sound.
Safe and sound.
There it is.
I see what you did there.
You ever think of calming music? Like there's a song, you're driving down the road and a song comes on the radio and you say, oh my, I like this song. And you turn it up and you're like, it's like
sure.
a therapeutic
it's Enya
song.
Coupled with whale noises.
You've got to be kidding me.
I am actually. I'm okay, totally being you. Facetious.
Thank you, but she is on the list.
Enya.
Yes.
That's funny.
The top 10, and there's actually 10 of them. People were surveyed. A lot of people listen to music to relax and de-stress, mm-hmm. but a lot of people just have music on, and they realize that a song is very calming.
Okay.
All right. So they asked, what was the song that calms you most? I can't pick one.
That calms me.
But I do know there are several on this list that don't calm me at all.
Let's hear some of them.
Number 10, It's a Beautiful Day by U2. Great song, but that doesn't calm me.
No.
If anything, you know, it's a beautiful day, don't let it slip away. Anyway, number 9. Morning has broken.
Oh my gosh. Is
Cat
that,
Stevens.
Oh, I was going to say Roger Whittaker.
No, Cat Stevens.
But
although Cat Stevens recently changed his name to Roger Whittaker. It's just
my weird. Grandparents used to have a cassette tape of Roger Whittaker
of
in
course.
Concert, and we would listen to it all the time.
I bet you he sang that.
He did.
Of course he did. Number 8, Orinoco Flow by Enya.
Okay.
She's got to be on there. I don't know. You know what? That is kind of calming, because doesn't she keep saying sail away,
sail away, sail away, yep.
How about Sailing by Christopher Cross? Not on the list. That's a relaxing song. Here's a good one. I don't know if I agree with Aretha Franklin's version.
Okay.
But I love Aretha. Don't get me wrong. The Queen of Soul. Number 7, I Say a Little Prayer for You.
Forever and ever.
Wasn't that a neat song?
My heart and I
but
will
thinking,
love you together. Forever.
I'm thinking Dionne
Warwick.
We never
will part and how I love you. Dionne Warwick.
Yeah, but it says Aretha Franklin. So,
okay, well, right. same.
Maybe she did the original. Number 6, Fix You by Coldplay. Not a bad song, but a lot of Coldplay music is slow.
It is slow.
So I guess it's calming. Number 5, Hello by Adele. I find that terribly depressing.
Me too.
It's not calming to
no.
me. Hello, I just called to say I still love you and I goofed up our
Hello
romance.
From the other side because yeah. I'm dead?
No, like, over the other side of the ocean because you left me.
Oh.
Or dead, whatever.
Mm.
Adele comes in again at number 4 with
which one?
Someone Like You.
Okay.
Like, calming, though? Number 3. What are you doing over there?
I'm calming everyone down.
We're taking computers off of you if you continue to behave this way.
A little Enya for the morning.
Social media princess, we are taking your social media skills off of you. Oh, God.
What is she even saying here?
Nobody knows. It's just like a buh-buh-buh-buh-buh-buh.
See, Orinoco Flow, does that mean orcas?
I have no idea.
Just listen to it. It'll lower your blood pressure.
No, that's number 8 on the list. It's not doing anything for me. Just
what about like
stop it.
Celtic moods?
Something like that might do something for me. Back to the list, number 3, Your Song by Elton John. I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind. Number 2, here it comes, Let It Be by the Beatles. Number 2. What are you doing? That is not Let It Be by the Beatles.
That's some whale noises.
It sounds like me waking up at 3:30
sounds
in the
like
morning.
Chewbacca.
Rest in peace, Chewbacca. All right.
Keep going.
I'm going to have to interrupt your whale noises because this is... you're just disturbing me. You're just turn that crap off. Sounds like something from Walk of the Living Dead. Let It Be by the Beatles was number two and the number one calming song.
I see trees.
Oh, this is a nice song.
Red roses too.
Hell of a lot better than whales.
I see them blue.
Or Orinoco Flow.
For me and you.
Or anything by Adele.
And I think to myself.
How about Louis Armstrong and whales?
What a
wonderful world.
Where's the whales? I can't hear them.
I'm trying.
We need a remix.
They're not that loud.
The top 10 calming songs, according to Tom and Laura in the morning.
Day, the dark sacred night.
Louis Armstrong.
Plus humpback whales.
And humpback whales.
Happy Thursday.
Only here on 94KX. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with news coming up next. I like that. That's Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber together. Those two guys recorded that live on the Canobo stage right after they rode the merry-go-round in the train together.
Actually, they were on the Cosmotron?
Going boop, 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 boop. It's a fun song by two cute little youngsters. Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber. Did you find that song calming, Laura? Or do we need to put whale noises under that?
We're going to put some whale noises underneath that.
No,
because
we're not.
Everyone needs whale noises.
Matt's not going to be able to do the news now. He's just so calm. He's just going to take a nap.
I'm just so peaceful now.
It's soothing.
It sounds like me getting up at 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, my God. My back.
My back, my knee, my hip.
They are neat, though. I've actually been underwater, and I've heard a dolphin call to her baby.
Of course,
and that was amazing. It was, and the baby kept like zipping around and poking me in the side. I'm serious.
So many people would like to zip around and poke you in the side right now. How about the guys at the fire company? I go, hey, Bob, what's that noise? What's that noise coming out of the radio? I don't know, it's Tom and Laura, and I don't know, sounds like somebody's groaning or something.
Why do all of your fire company guys sound like they're from Alabama?
I don't know, it's just the voice I do.
One of these guys needs to call us up so we can actually make this authentic.
We need to broadcast the morning show live from like the Hookies or the Goodies or the Americas.
I agree.
Here, I would love to do
Matt,
that.
Matt, in case you needed a little of this.
No, he doesn't need any Enya.
To calm you down.
No, he has to do the news now.
I got the Beach Boys anyway.
You do?
Oh, is that your happy music?
A little Good Vibrations.
Good Vibrations, an excellent choice. Yeah. That's a good calming song.
That is.
There you go.
I like this one by Enya called Nalathie Gael Miorge.
Huh?
I have no idea. I'm making it up.
I'm sure you are. Wait a minute.
Everybody take a deep breath.
I'm starting to feel that peace.
I feel like I'm watching one of those planetarium videos. Those are always actually kind of calming, too. Because
I actually never
back
saw any of those because I always fell asleep.
I know, exactly it. Because it literally puts you to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
The music they play at the dentist office before they do a root canal. Oh, good night, everybody. I'm taking a nap. News is next. 94KX. Yeah, put a little sugar on the Rice Krispies this morning. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. And here we go. Is your mom listening this morning?
I'm not sure, actually. Oh. It is a little early.
That's right. She's retired now.
She is retired. I feel like she gets up, if it's not a Braxton Boucher day, probably around 7:30 or so.
Okay.
If she's listening, she will text message me for sure.
Okay, get ready. Here it comes. A new survey says 57% of us couldn't handle living within walking distance of our parents. 57% of us couldn't handle it.
Oh.
The ideal distance, a 15 to 45 minute drive.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. And 37% of us wouldn't want any of our family members to live close enough to pop in unannounced. Interesting.
I actually don't mind it too much.
Now, Matt has left the studio again.
He has.
It'd be interesting for him to chime in on this. His family lives in the Poconos. That's a little bit more than 45 minutes.
It is.
My mom lives in the south side of the hyphenated city of Wilkes-Barre, which is about an hour 15. I think my mom would drive me crazy if she lived within walking distance.
Really?
I love the woman, but she would drive me crazy.
I live close to both my parents and my in-laws, and that's cool.
In-laws about, what, 10 miles away from you?
Yeah, Danville, it's about 10 miles. Yeah, that's fine. Absolutely fine. They also could be listening.
Yes, they can.
They listen regularly.
Oh, well, thank you, in-laws. What's the ideal distance? Again, 15 to 45 minutes, that's close enough. When you want to pop in, and far enough away that you can't pop in every single day. And for those of you who remember the show, Everyone Loves Raymond.
Oh, geez, yes.
I guess he did it best.
Here's the tri-state area. Now, here's where my mom and dad live. So anything within this circle is too close to my parents' house. Now, anything within this zone is going to be about a once-a-week visit. Okay, now here, farthest away, best zone, right? Wrong! Because if we move here and they visit, they become overnight guests.
Think about it. Ray may have a point. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. You're home for late night TV when we have it. But everyone had the night off last night. So for those of you who are driving to work right now, looking forward to the late night soundbite.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Coldplay. The birthday buddy's coming up musically today. CeeLo celebrates his 44th birthday. Remember that song, Forget You?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes.
Not what it was supposed to be called, but
no.
For radio safety, they changed the name. Tom Morello is 55 today. If you don't recognize his name, Rage Against the Machine, Audio Slave, and more. That's loud music. That's not calming music.
No, that is not calming. It's not the whale sounds that we played earlier today.
That is the total opposite of
such. Do I need to play them again?
No, you don't.
Are you sure?
No, please, no.
I can.
Here's one that Laura might like. Marie Fredriksson. Marie Fredriksson is 61 years old today.
Sweet.
You don't recognize her name. She is the lead singer for the band Roxette. Mm-hmm. Everybody called her Roxette, but that wasn't her name. That was the name of the band. So, No, listen to your heart. No, hold on tight. This is going to be dangerous.
How about listen to your heart?
How about
when he's calling for you? Yeah. I don't know where I'm going.
Okay, you're done.
Come on. You just set me up for that.
I know I did. But it is time for the local musical stars. We call them Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies.
Happy birthday to Alicia Golden. She's 39 years old today.
A very happy birthday to Danielle Bauer from Bloomsburg, 46.
Rick Thomas is 48 today. Happy birthday.
Amanda Blinn from Sealands Grove is 37 today.
Jeff Frederick from Milton is 58.
Robin Norris from Sheboygan Dam is 54. Happy birthday.
Amy Putro from Sunbury is 40 years old today.
Kelsey Grau from Northumberland is 25.
Stephen Kramer from Sunbury is 44. Happy birthday.
Brenda Bickle from Sunbury is 57 today.
Kendra Lyons from Middleburg is 23.
Susan Straub from Milton is 58. Happy birthday.
And Grandma called it in this morning. She wanted to say happy birthday to her granddaughter, Shauna Bingaman, 17 years old. She's out of school already because she goes to SunTech in the Shikellamy School District. So happy birthday, Shauna.
We have a couple from social media. Billy and Jason are turning 7 years old today. They're from Mifflinburg.
And they have no last name.
No, that's okay, though. Patty Rothrock of Middleburg turned 53 yesterday. They had messaged in yesterday afternoon, wanted a birthday shout-out, but happy belated to Patty. And then this is not a birthday buddy thing, but this is pretty hilarious.
Oh,
boy.
Sarah messaged in and says, and I'm not going to say her full name.
Okay.
So just Sarah, okay. Private messaged in and says, my in-laws are 700 feet away from me. It was the worst idea ever. Worst idea.
That's going back to ever. How close do you want to live to your
how
parents?
How close do you want to live to your parents? Well, apparently you do not want to live close to your in-laws.
That's like Everybody Loves Raymond right there.
There it is, and that's why we played it. All right. hey, everybody has a birthday, though.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to share, you can always private message us on the 94KX Facebook page. You can call us on the Ford Fun Line or text us at 49330. Each and every weekday morning, we listen to the birthdays.
Oh, boy.
Every weekday morning, it is Tom and LaRose.
Stop it.
Birthday
I'm in pain.
Buddies. That was pretty good. Come on now.
That was, yes. Actually, I give you props.
Thank you.
But it's Tom and LaRose.
Birthday buddies on 94KX.
Tom and LaRose in the morning in a segment we call Tom and LaRose Live, where the community comes into the studio and talks about some events. I like this event because you can go slow. Eric and Dennis are with us, and you could go slow. A bike race where you could go slow. How about it?
It's true. Eric is the president of the Selinsgrove Area High School Alumni Association, and Dennis Wolf is the treasurer. He's also a Selinsgrove school board member. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Good morning. We should also mention that Eric's a former board member. So.
Yes. Yes, okay. He is. Right. Yes. And this slow bike event, we learned all about last year. I'm excited to have you both back on this year. And it's in conjunction with our friends.
At Mallet Madness?
Mallet Madness from the Selinsgrove Rotary Club.
Two great events coming up that are real fun.
Yes. So the slow bike race, Eric, it's not about going fast and winning.
No, what we do is we close 10th Street and we set up four-foot-wide, 50-foot-long lanes.
Okay.
And then the object is to be the slowest without going out of your lane, feet touching the ground, or going backwards, the slowest of the four in your heat, and then you move on.
Right.
It's an art to it, and it's a lot of fun to watch the way they wiggle and carry on to stay in their lane.
I feel like it's probably more challenging than going fast.
It really
depends on who you are. Some people are quite good at it, and in fact, it's kind of amazing to watch, and it is a lot of fun. But yeah, it's there's an art to it, and it's all about balance.
Dennis, are training wheels allowed?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Is there one kind of bike that seems to be better at this than other kinds?
No, I don't think so. Maybe a wider tire, you know, maybe a trail bike or something like that may be easier. But it's still a matter of just staying up.
Yeah, there you go. Because I've seen it done on motorcycles. They do it at bike nights.
Yes, they do.
And if you got this big hog Harley, it's hard. But if these kids have these little, what do they call them, crotch rockets, these little speed bikes, they do a little bit better.
I think I could bring my big wheels. Now, that's a trick.
Again, you got three wheels. You can't do that.
Oh. All right.
Two wheels only.
Obviously, I'm trying to cheat.
Not hard to keep your balance when you have three wheels.
All kidding aside, though, the slow bike race is for a wonderful cause.
Yeah, it's to benefit the Seals Legacy Fund, which is a 501c3 that we've established. With the funding to go directly to the school. It's not a foundation, but it's basically monies in, monies out that are all directed to benefit the Selinsgrove Area School District.
Which is very, very cool. And, of course, it's all in conjunction with Mallet Madness, which our friends at the Selinsgrove Rotary Club are putting on that community croquet challenge.
Yes.
That is coming up on Saturday, June 8th.
And the reason we do that is it gives us a... an audience.
For sure.
When they're done with their morning qualifying, they can come right over, step on a bike, and help out both organizations.
Awesome. If you want details, you can head to the 94KX Facebook page. I'm going to post the flyer with all of the information. It's inexpensive to participate. Registration is at 11:30 a.m. on Saturday, June 8th. Guys, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Tom and LaRose in the morning, 94KX, 8 o'clock news coming up on the way next to check on sports and AccuWeather, and then it's another Thirsty Thursday.
And you know, here's the thing about this particular Thirsty Thursday.
Okay.
We have the OGs of Milton Beer Fest.
Okay.
The original guys, and we have Guy the Beer Guy back from Rusty Rail, because last week, if you all watched Facebook Live and listened to us on the radio, he couldn't drink any beer with us.
He was drinking glasses of water.
Because he was in preparation for a colonoscopy.
Which is why don't we just tell the whole world?
It's fine.
Just put it out there.
It is a normal procedure that everyone of a certain age has to undergo. Have you not had one yet?
No.
Tom.
You've never had one yet?
Haven't had one yet?
I may or may not have had one. Rob, how about you, buddy?
No.
Anyway,
we felt bad.
So we brought him back. Okay.
So that he could share the libations that we have this week from Civil War Cidery.
There you have it. Thirsty Thursday on the way, and it'll be Facebook Live as well. Stay with us. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX on a Thirsty Thursday.
This is why we can't have nice things.
This is why we can't have nice things. There's too many people in the studio. It's a dance party. Anyway, Milton Beer Fest is coming up, and again this year, 94KX, huge part of this festival. Vanessa, it's always so nice having you here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
We never know what's going to happen next.
We don't. And it's always fun to call people out on air, on the radio, for having colonoscopies. I mean, it's great. It's poor really, guy. Really fun.
Guy's phone is blown up now. It's just, oh, well.
It's all good.
How's the ticket sales going, my dear?
Ticket sales, they're selling a lot faster this year than they did last year.
Ooh, good.
That's
a good sign.
Yeah, we're only a little bit over a week away from Milton Beer Fest, so if you haven't gotten your tickets, I would probably today www.visitmiltonpa.org.
Because if you're one of these people that have been looking at the weather the last few days saying, I'm going to wait until the day before Beer Fest and see what the weather is, that's not a good idea.
No. I know the weather's been kind of crazy lately, but the forecast is finally out.
And
Saturday, June 8th, is going to be all sunshine and 77 degrees.
There we go.
Yes.
Thank you, Mother
Nature. Same thing with the Friday, too. So both days. You know, I'm like, oh, okay.
This is why we have to save and protect our planet, because it's the only one that has beer. Seriously.
As far as we know.
No, this is a public service announcement to all. Please recycle, save the reef, but also save Mother Earth, because without her, we would not have the wonderful local beverage that is all of the microbreweries throughout central Pennsylvania.
And there's a lot of big names coming too, right?
Absolutely. Thanks to Dirdak Brothers, we are able to bring in a lot of big name breweries in addition to the River at Brew Trail. You know, we've got Bell's, Lagunitas, Victory, Yards, Trogues, another local brewery, Elk Creek. We've got an Arnold Palmer spiked iced tea, Appalachian, Flying Fish. The list goes on. Seriously, like all the beer.
Right. And live entertainment?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, live entertainment and food. Yep, all for $35.
That's an amazing price.
We have a link up on our webpage, WQKX.com. You just have to click the banner that says Milton Beer Fest 2019. Super easy, takes you right to the ticket site.
Go on Facebook Live in a few minutes with maybe a chance to win via Facebook.
Yes. So we're going to do something a little bit different this morning. You have to be paying attention. As always, we go Facebook Live for Thirsty Thursday, talk about the things that we are trying and may or may not be spilling all over. But then also, we might just have a friend 4-pack to give away, but it's on Facebook. So if you're driving, maybe pull to the side of the road. You're going to want to be with us on the 94KX Facebook page.
94KX, hi, who's this?
Hi, Becky.
Hi, Becky, where are you calling from?
Sunbury,
what are you doing?
Working.
You're working? Were you working with Facebook Live, 94KX, Tom and Laura?
I was.
Yeah!
Then, Becky, why are you calling?
Because I want to win.
Okay, Becky, you got it. You got the 4 tickets to Beer Fest and the 4 River Rat Beer Trail passes as well.
You made 4 adults very happy.
4 adults are very happy. There you go. We need some info from you, okay? So hang on. That was easy.
That was so easy.
We went Facebook Live.
We did.
And we announced the contest not on the radio. So if you were listening to Tom and Laura, we were playing music, but we got a winner Facebook style.
That's pretty cool. Now, the winner not only got into Milton Beer Fest, but she also got 4 passports to the River Rat Brew Trail, which includes all of the best microbrews in central PA. But Guy, so Rusty Rail is part of the River Rat Brew Trail, but something special kind of is starting this weekend, right?
Yeah, it's the passport program. So it's the second year that the River Rat Brew Trail is sponsoring the passport program to encourage everyone to go out and see all the great producers of adult beverages out there. So there's a whole bunch of great breweries that are going to be involved, and you're able to get a passport and have an incentive to go visit everybody.
Okay, so Becky, if you're still listening or if you're still on Facebook, that's what you won. You won passports. And Civil War Cidery, Rob, of course, is part of the River Rat Brew Trail. Even though you're a provider of cider, not beer, it's all brewed and it's all fantastic, right?
Absolutely. And this year for the passport, you're going to get a set of coasters at the participating brewers. So if you want to go around and pick up some great brews, but also get a little thing to take home with you, something to decorate in your house. They're leather coasters. They look really cool. They're branded. pick something up local and visit all the breweries.
Super cool. Again, info on Milton Beer Fest tickets and all the things is available at WQKX.com.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, helping our friends at WoodMode, our former employees of WoodMode, by setting up the WoodMode Working Family Fund, and you could help. All you have to do is find a BB&T branch and walk in the door and plunk down some money.
A dollar, a quarter, $100, $1,000, every little bit helps, especially because so many people in our community surrounding the area have been affected by this, that a tiny donation could go a really, really long way.
It could help them eat, pay their bills, maybe go on a vacation of their own. That would be good. You could also do it text-wise. Text the word WoodMode, all one word, WOODMODE, to 41444, and make your donation that way.
That's correct, or else you can get details at WQKX.com.
94KX, Tom and Laura wrapping up. Sean Carey on the way next. Sean, hurry up and get up here. There's Leftover Thirsty Thursday.
Beverages,
yes.
If you will, beverages.
Get here, Sean, get here.
I feel like, just so people don't criticize that we're drinking this early in the morning, because it's local craft beer, it's made with local ingredients. So it's literally like eating a bowl of salad. Think about it logically. Okay.
And the mint that was in the Colonel's cider. Yeah, that was
it's
locally grown.
Locally grown, it freshens your breath.
We're supporting the economy and freshening our breath
with
mint.
100%.
Thanks to everybody for coming out. Tomorrow's Flashback Friday. Let's have some fun.
Yes, get those requests in. You can always message us, call us on the Ford Fun Line, or text us. Friday already. I love a short work week, Tom.
Absolutely. And I think everyone is suffering the same thing. They're like, oh, two more days of work. Wait, one more? Yoo-hoo! Tomorrow's going to be great. See you guys.
Bye.